standing by. Over.
Jeremy and Joe continues now
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
Brent Sweet is going on. They're scoreless in the seventh. Mexico plays tonight. Looking forward to that. The Americans play Bosnia-Herzegovina tomorrow.
They do.
It'll be fun.
Herzegovina.
Herzegovina. That's what I said. Get in price, $1,200.
Woo!
You want to go? Do you think it's too late to get credentials?
Yeah.
Like FIFA would just let us in? Just put us like in the corner of the stadium?
Probably not.
713-780-3776. LeBron James announcing today that he's not going to go back to the Lakers. Ramona Shelburne was reporting that Luka and the Lakers were meeting about offseason stuff and that LeBron was not included in their plans. So I think LeBron broke up with the Lakers before the Lakers broke up with LeBron. Probably one of those like, hey, you know, to save face, why don't you break up with us and then we'll thank you for your work and then you thank us for thanking you. And then, hey, everybody's happy and everybody looks like the hero in this.
Yeah.
That's probably exactly how it went down with the back channel stuff that goes on in the NBA. But I guess you have to tip your cap to it. Like, hey, it's, you know, it went down pleasant. It was cordial between everybody. And now LeBron is going to take his talents somewhere else.
Yeah, David McMenamin just reported that LeBron has instructed his agent to gauge league-wide interest.
Oh.
So,
Rockets?
Rockets?
Should the Rockets be interested in LeBron? 713-780-3776.
Must credit Jeremy Branham when you go, Rockets?
I would I'd rather have LeBron than Marcus Smart.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
I mean,
considering I just saw both of them eliminate the Rockets.
Why wouldn't you kick the tires on LeBron? Like, obviously, it's a less than 1% chance that it would happen. He hates the city of Houston. Yeah. He hates Imai. Like, it's not going to happen. Yeah, he doesn't like him. He doesn't like Japanese pitchers. That's why he's leaving LA. He didn't like to watch Shohei pitch.
And Yamamoto, I'm out.
Yeah.
Sasaki, too?
Rocky? I don't like Rocky.
Too much.
I always get him confused. But, yeah, he doesn't like Udoka. So, I mean, obviously he's not coming to Houston, but why wouldn't you at least call his agent?
Hell yeah,
his agent has been Maverick Carter, to listen. Right?
Yeah, why wouldn't you be like, hey, you know, what is this? Is this something we should even explore? No, it's not. Okay, well, I did my due diligence as a general manager.
You say Imai just in the heat of the moment.
Yeah, don't you want just, that guy on your side?
Don't you want a dog and you're in the trenches with you?
Yeah,
calling
people P-words? Yeah. Like, don't you want him to call Luka a B for flopping?
If he comes here, he won't call you the P word anymore.
Yeah. Like,
provision number one.
Probably won't.
He'll project to Alpi.
Like, there's your starting.
You're lower on the P word ranking.
Whenever he wants to say it to you, he'll still say it out loud, but direct it towards the center.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The R words go to Jabari. The P words go to Alpi.
Allegedly.
Yeah. Allegedly.
It's part of the contract of LeBron. I mean, obviously he's not coming to Houston, but I mean, I think it's what a GM should do.
No, you got to call and ask because, like, there's your point guard.
Ish.
Yeah, but you can just run him as your point guard. Why not?
Well, I think Fred would still be the point.
Probably, but you got to call and ask.
You got to call and ask. It's not going to happen, but you got to call and ask.
And, like, from, like, LeBron's perspective, okay, like, you're trying to find a team where you can compete. Like, the Rockets aren't that different, in my view, than, like, the Cavs.
They're in the East, though. It should be easier to reach the finals.
The East is easier.
And it's homecoming and all that.
It's the connection and everything. You already brought them a title. They'll probably trade for Bronny if he goes there.
I don't know. That's a tough contract to move.
I mean,
2.3? You kidding me?
Guaranteed.
They made welcome home posters for Bronny the first time he played there.
They're in the second apron. I don't know.
Was he even born in Akron?
Yeah, probably.
He's probably born in Cleveland.
You think?
Yeah. He's 20 years ago. Where did LeBron play 20 years ago?
Yeah, 2006?
I mean, you don't always live where you play.
I think LeBron in 2006 did.
Yeah, I think he lived in Cleveland.
How do you know?
Well, he's always lived in Ohio.
Yeah.
He's played there.
His whole deal was that he was born like 40 miles away from the
region. Sure, but that doesn't mean you live there.
He built a school there. He's got
to
live there.
He was born in Akron, Bronny was. Just to make
was it that same him. Hospital that Steph Curry and LeBron were both born? Remember that?
They were born in the same hospital?
Yeah, LeBron and Steph were born in the same hospital.
Really? Because
Del Curry was maybe just had a home in Cleveland and then didn't play there.
Yeah, just a great place to live in the offseason. But the Rockets should call.
It's not going to happen, but they should call. So the three most likely are probably Miami, Golden State, Cleveland. Is there any other teams you've heard that could be on LeBron other than Miami, Golden State, Cleveland?
Not, I haven't seen anything else. If I think about other places where like he could go, that would make sense. The Timberwolves still have some cap space.
He likes Anthony Edwards.
Even after the LaMelo trade, which I still don't quite understand. But like that can make sense for him as Minnesota. Anthony Edwards, LaMelo, LeBron, like, okay.
That would be interesting.
Do you think Denver would work?
No.
You don't think him and Jokic are a fit? Like personality?
No, I think they could fit.
I wonder, like, personalities. Like, I feel like it clashes.
I think
like
LeBron
cares more about his horses than basketball.
So here's where I'm at with the Denver thing, and maybe even the Minnesota thing a bit, is I think LeBron is driven by storylines. Like, I don't even really think it's about winning. In fact, like, you see the releases. Like, it's about happiness.
Yeah.
That's what they said today. Like, he needs his smile. He needs to find his smile. Mm-hmm. It's about happiness with his next team for LeBron. Whenever I see happiness, I think more, okay, what's storyline? What's dramatic? What is something that's a good story? Because we know that he's a good story. He loves a good book. He doesn't read the book, but he loves a good book. And then, look, going to Miami. Well, somewhere he used to play. Obviously loves Miami. They just traded for Giannis. Oh, like that'd be a cool reunion. Loved playing with Steph Curry. Mm-hmm. You go to Golden State. These two old guards, the last of the Mohicans type of thing.
Yeah.
And then Cleveland, obviously, because of the homecoming. I think he's looking more for a juicy storyline than he's actually looking for a winner.
Can you reunite with Kyrie?
Where?
In Dallas.
Is Kyrie going to be in Dallas?
We'll see. I hope he's in Houston.
Maybe Kyrie goes to Cleveland. I did see something today, too.
Trade for Kyrie and get LeBron.
I did see something today, too, that James Harden's going to do business with Cleveland to open up some money for LeBron. Yeah.
That makes me think, just like the timing of that, of like this report being like, yeah, he's willing to, you know, help the Cavs stay flexible to make any moves that they want to do. Also today, LeBron's opting out of, has made it known that he's leaving. So I kind of lean with the Cleveland reunion in part because of what Jeremy's saying. And they're like, these three teams are all like in the same, maybe the Warriors a little bit worse, are in the same level of good of like, yeah, they're going to be a playoff team, you know, could win a playoff round like the Lakers did this year and not really a threat to make the finals, even with LeBron at this point.
I think Miami's interesting. If he were to be healthy in the playoffs and play close to the level he would have, you know, last year versus the Rockets, like if Giannis is also healthy. So there's a lot of ifs here.
Yeah.
Like that team might be able to make some noise in the East. But like storyline wise, I think you're right. Like, and same thing with Draymond Green. Like he's opting out. It's with the intent of giving them a shot at LeBron.
I just can't see him going to a new place.
It would be strange. Like it does feel like it's a reunion of some kind.
Well, Golden State's the heavy favorite.
Really? On Kalshi?
Heavy favorite. Like 50% favorite.
I would not do that if I was LeBron. A, it's a fan base that hates your guts because you play them in the finals 4 straight years. Also, you really do run the risk of becoming the new Celtic Shaq meme of washed up player in a jersey. You really run the risk when you're in the Warriors. Any new jersey where it's like, oh yeah, remember when LeBron's on the Warriors and was 43 years old? It's just, if I'm LeBron, I try to avoid that. I go back to, like, where it all started. I'm coming home again.
Yeah.
In Cleveland. Or, I guess, Miami. Like I really try to avoid having all the gray hair in the media day photo.
You don't have any hair.
Well, he has the gray beard when he was playing golf. I try to avoid that.
I did see, like, immediately when the Warriors rumors were starting about him and Anthony Davis going to the Warriors, everyone just grabbed the Gary Payton and Karl Malone photos of them on the Lakers with Kobe. Yeah.
They went to the finals.
I was going
to
say, which is very disrespectful to the 04 Lakers.
I know.
That team rocked compared to, like, what this team would be.
But I think those are...
I actually want to see him go to Golden State. Of the three, that's where I want him to go the most.
I think it would be the most, like, at least interesting.
That's where I'm coming from.
Yeah.
But, again...
I don't know. Him and James on the same court, I think, would be interesting.
That would be interesting.
Like, they would be, like, the most despised team in the NBA.
I can't imagine LeBron wanting to play with James.
I was going to say, their game 5 loss in the second round of the playoffs is just going to be, like... It would be so violent on Twitter. Yeah,
that would be a weird team.
And it's going to be... It's going to... If you like First Take, gross. Like... James Harden chokes and like James Harden ruining LeBron's legacy.
Yeah.
I feel bad for Donovan Mitchell if that happened.
Yeah, right? It's just like,
he's the best player on that team.
Like, no one's going to care.
No one's going to talk about him. They're just going to talk about LeBron and Harden.
But I think I don't think there's any other teams. Like, if the Knicks would not have, if the Knicks would have lost the championship, I would have said the Knicks. I don't see him in, you know, San Antonio.
No. Somebody said the Knicks. I don't, yeah, I'm with you on that. I don't see it.
Like, they just want a title.
They would have to move. The problem is with winning the titles that they can't sell it as like, this will get us over the hump. It's like, no, really, they should just bring everyone back and be beloved Knicks for the rest of their lives.
He's not going to the Knicks.
Yeah. He hates Boston, so they're not an option.
That'd be hilarious.
I think it's one of those three. I think it's Cleveland, Miami, Golden State. Minnesota outside the box fourth team.
I feel like that's where Minnesota lives with all the star moves except for LaMelo Ball, where it's like Kevin Durant's like, oh, he liked Anthony Edwards. He could go to Minnesota. It's like it's never actually, you know, Giannis. It's always like, you know, Giannis did say that he was open to it. And it's like they're just classic like fourth place on all these guys.
That was the Rockets before they got Dwight Howard.
Yes.
They're always like trying to chase that star. Carmelo, Dwight Howard the first time.
Yeah.
They were always that team. Pete, LeBron is not going to any team in a city he dislikes, i.e. Memphis. Yeah, he's not going to Memphis.
Good call. Not going to Memphis.
Not going to Memphis. Jordan's Wizard jersey, another one. I always remember Patrick Ewing in a Sonics jersey. A large one in a Raptors jersey.
Yeah, there's that picture of both of them in their wrong jerseys.
Oh, yeah.
I think what was Ewing on the Magic or something?
Yeah, he was.
I think he was.
Yeah.
That's the one that I think it was, is Dream on the Raptors and Magic on. I mean, and then
LeBron, just image management for the. This isn't a 4-year decision. This is a 40-year decision for the rest of your life. Don't open yourself up to be the new face of washed up. Look at this guy in this weird jersey.
I don't root for LeBron though.
Just my, you know, if I'm in that room with Mav Carter and I'm also fielding offers like Maverick Carter is, I go, you know.
But I think I'm rooting for that of him though. Like it's a hate thing. I do have a sports hate for LeBron. I don't like LeBron.
Really?
No, I don't like LeBron as an athlete. I mean, I wish well for LeBron. I don't root, you know, for ill things on anybody. Mm. But from a sports point of view, I'm not a LeBron guy.
I'm not.
So I would like him to be that old meme of, you know, he's on a Golden State uniform and he's in a rocking chair. That's fine. I don't care.
Then he should just come here. He just would fit in a great line of Charles Barkley and
Scottie Pippen
and LeBron. It's a great company to be in.
It's too soon, Joe. You're not allowed to make that joke.
Why not?
Because you're not a Houstonian. You can't say that about Houston. I can. Sean can. You cannot do that.
My apologies.
I forgive you.
Carmelo Anthony.
Another washed up rock. That's right. They released him quick. Yeah. CP3 limping off the floor.
Yeah, but he at least like had like a legit run.
Yeah,
Russ Westbrook. Yeah, there's been some guys. There's Clint Capella now.
Yeah. DFS now. Marcus Smart in 3 months.
That's my biggest hope for like in 40 minutes is DFS has been traded.
Whose alarm is that?
Sean's.
What is that alarm
for?
Worried
he's going to be late to the
show. It's
4:20,
Sean. What is this alarm for? It's 4:20. What's this alarm for?
It's to go to the gym.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Sean, what do you do every day at 4:20, Sean?
Go to the gym.
It's 4:20 alarm.
Go to the gym.
Yeah, do you walk there?
Work out. Get some cardio.
Yeah.
Are you chewing on anything on the way?
Do you eat anything on the way?
4:20 alarm.
You know.
How about that?
Yeah.
Interesting. Is that a goal for France? It's a goal for France. France takes the 1-0 lead in the 20th.
Thank you.
It was always offside.
Oh. Soccer's the worst.
Mbappe, where you going?
Got me off the hot seat, I thought.
All right, what do you want the Rockets to do in the offseason? 713-780-3776. I'm not sure he's off. It's Jeremy and Joe on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5. Listening to Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
He's Joe, the last real good guy on the Huntington Bank bad boy. Junkie Ty Lawson. People are just sitting in their old washed up Houston Rockets.
Ty Lawson.
Ty Lawson.
He was like just out of the league and then out of China in like 18 months.
Yeah, he had a problem with substances.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
Somebody said Joe Smith. I don't really don't remember Joe Smith's time as a Houston Rocket. John Wall. That's another one.
Was Joe Smith, was that's the Harden era, wasn't it?
I really don't remember Joe Smith.
You're thinking Josh Smith.
Yeah. Josh Smith was during the Rocket era. Josh Maybe that's what good. He meant. Maybe he meant Josh Smith.
Josh Smith was good.
He was pretty good with the Rockets.
One, two playoff series.
Yeah, the big comeback in game five.
Yeah, Joe Smith did not play for the Rockets.
Okay, he means Josh Smith. Yeah. Yeah. Which Josh Smith was at the end of his career, but he was still pretty solid. Somebody said Cousins. Yeah.
Boogie Cousins. Yeah, him and John Wall wanted to beat up James Harden.
I forgot about that.
That's a good call with Cousins. Dikembe. Dikembe was definitely late in his career, but Dikembe was still pretty good as a Rocket. He's Yao Ming's backup.
Did he retire as a Rocket?
Pretty sure he did.
Yeah. So I think that qualifies just because it was his last stop out of the league. But
late career Dikembe. Yeah. That was a lot of fun.
They went 22 games in a row with him being like either the backup or starting center.
I think Yao was pretty healthy in the winning streak, wasn't he?
I thought he missed some time in there.
I thought McGrady did.
I think McGrady missed most, if not all of it.
Yeah. I remember Skip to My Lou is the dude that was like the catalyst. Like you see like big shots left and right.
Yeah.
Ray for Austin. I love
that
era.
Those were the days.
Yeah, I love that team. Shane Battier, however you spell it, the old French guy. Battier was not old whenever he was here. Battier was awesome.
Not French.
He was good.
I guess he just sees the name Battier. Thinks he's a French guy.
Yeah.
He wasn't a French guy. He's a Duke guy.
5 years later, he's like the fifth best player on the Miami Heat.
I mean, French guys, Duke guys, kind of soft. I can see the comparison. Although we're rooting for the French right now.
We are.
Yeah.
We need the French to not be soft today.
It'll be the last time ever if they don't win us money today.
Definitely, at least definitely this World Cup.
Yeah.
That'll be the last time. Oladipo's a good call.
Yeah.
Eric DeBuyer says, Jeremy to Joe, you can't say that. Anybody else in the building but not you. That was LeBron to Alpi Shingun. That's a good recall there, Eric DeBuyer.
That's a good pull.
That was really good. All right, Rockets. What do you want the Rockets to do? Junkie Rocky saying, I don't care who we get. I just don't want to trade any of the 327 first. I'm with you on that. I want to keep all the first. Junkie says bring LeBron and Smart both. Rockets should call the Blazers about Scoot Henderson to try SMH, get him on the cheap. I don't know why he threw the SMH in there. But anyways.
I'd be interested in Scoot.
Yeah, I don't think they're interested in trading Scoot. It looks like Drew Holiday's the guy that's going to leave Portland.
Does that interest you at all?
I like Drew.
Like, if for some reason the Marcus Smart thing, you know, falls apart.
Yeah, I probably would prefer Drew over Marcus Smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. But you'd probably have to flip Fred at least for that.
Mm-hmm. What are the odds that Fred VanVleet to Houston Rocket opening day upcoming season?
I think it's like 70%.
I think like at 90.
I was going to go like 75, 80. So
we're all pretty confident.
Yeah. I think there's
a chance, but probably not.
I think there's trades out there that they can try to make, but I think it's a pretty narrow window of like who it's Drew Holiday, things like that. But see, I like the idea of Drew.
Also, why would Portland do that?
Yeah.
While Portland trade Drew because they have a point guard surplus for another point guard.
It'd have to be a three-team.
It'd be like the Astros trading an infielder that's untenable for another infielder.
Yeah.
Yeah. The Portland Trailblazers backcourt. I will use the U word for it. It is pretty untenable, what they got going on.
I mean, it's absurd.
I will say. Dame Lillard coming off an Achilles. Ja Morant coming off of being Ja Morant for the last 2 years.
And Scoot.
Shaedon Sharpe. It's like Andrew Holiday.
Who's that stud on their team? I always forget how to say his name.
Dini Avdija.
Yeah, he's so good. I like his game so much. He killed the Rockets when they played this year.
He did.
Yeah.
Destroyed them.
Like 45.
He destroyed them.
And like 20 free throws, which Tari Eason noticed. He noticed at the post game.
Stuff Allen.
They're such an odd organization, the Trailblazers.
Yeah, they are weird.
They might move.
It's ownership, too. Yeah, where are they moving to? Where's the rumor they're moving? I saw they're going to move them out of Portland.
I think right now it's just the where they play. They're trying to negotiate like a lease with them. And right now they're just in the we're not signing this lease. I don't know if we've seen any like, and they're thinking about Nashville or something.
He's thinking about potentially moving them out of Portland.
That's at least what they're.
He could just move to Seattle.
That's what they're fronting right now.
Yeah,
yeah. That's the posturing, I guess.
But like they make this big trade, and like the coach they hired, they only gave him a 1 year contract,
Making $9.50 an hour
with team options, which I didn't know that was a thing.
Normally, it's a thing for like year four.
Yeah.
It's
a three-year
deal with a team option.
Like, why didn't they just keep Splitter?
Because Splitter wouldn't sign that.
Yeah, because he was like, I'll coach the Bulls instead.
Yeah, I don't
know. Which I appreciate, but
maybe they just don't feel like that it's worth hiring an NBA head coach for multi years.
I think that is because this
gotta be their philosophy.
This owner is like, hey, you know, we're cutting costs everywhere, and so he probably thinks this coach is
35th best coach in the world. The gap's not that great, I guess.
For the extra whatever $3 million a year.
Yeah, that's weird.
They didn't fly their two way players to the playoff games in San Antonio. Like that's how cheap this guy is.
What's also weird about that is because it's not a flight that's costing you the money there, because you're on a charter. So
it's the hotel.
It's the food. It's
so stupid.
It's crazy cost cutting.
You're not buying them a flight. You already have the flight. You have plenty of room for them on the flight. Yeah. It's about the hotel. It's about the food. It's about
the per diem.
They
canceled the t-shirt night.
I'm actually super intrigued by it.
Yeah.
It's so weird and like crazy that I'm super intrigued by it.
My instincts tell me that this is the first 45 minutes of Major League, and without the win streak at the end and going to the ALCS. But I don't know. Maybe,
but then they go get Ja.
Ja Morant.
It's just strange.
Well, salary cap.
Yeah, but it's just they seem like they're going to be an odd organization.
I mean, your payroll is kind of your payroll, you know?
Yeah,
it's like 90, you know, you can only, the floor is 90% of the cap, so you can't really
cut that
much.
It's not a huge window.
And like the contract they flipped was Jeremy Grant's. Same length of contract. You know, it's like you're not really getting that much cap relief. At some point they actually decided they want Ja Morant on this team, which is odd to me.
They're a weird organization. People forget that Jim Crane was super cheap when he bought the Astros, though. Like, he had some extreme cost-cutting measures, too.
But that part of that, I mean, was that the fact that they're like, we're going to be terrible for 3 years. So, yeah.
But I mean,
why
he took
money to be terrible? But
he took the 20-ounce water bottles out of the press box and put, like, one of those big water machines.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Like,
is that when they started charging people for press box food?
I think that might have always existed. Oh, okay. I'm not 100% sure on that. I do not know that.
Yeah. Which I didn't know that until, because I like only went to playoff games for a while.
What a save!
I'm like,
that was incredible.
5 seconds behind you guys.
And Mbappe just put one on goal, and the Swedish goalie was an unbelievable save. He's standing on his head. Look at this! Look at that thing! That ball crossed the goal line.
No,
let's get VAR on.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Oh, it hit the post.
Joe,
it wasn't a save.
Who are you?
It hit the post. It wasn't a save.
Yeah.
I thought he saved it. Did you think he hit the post?
I
thought he saved it.
Yeah, I thought he got his hand in there.
Yeah, that was unbelievable. But the Rockets are rumored to be in on Marcus Smart. The rumored deal, according to Grant F. Seth, is 3 years, $21 million for Marcus Smart. And Joe made this very clear yesterday. He hates Marcus Smart.
Can I be honest with you? I hate it less now.
Oh, okay, good.
Like I thought it was going to be a bigger contract. Like, I thought it was going to limit them from doing something else. They have another, like, that gives them another, like, $8 to $10 million to work with. To make another move this offseason if they keep the roster as constructed. So, like, yep. Bring in, like, another Marcus Smart-level shooting guard that can actually shoot the ball. Okay.
This is, like, what, half of the MLE?
Yeah.
Yeah. That, I thought it was going to be DFS's salary out, Marcus Smart's salary just taking that same spot. It being almost half is, like, yeah, it's, like, a little bit. It goes from, I don't know, like a 3 to like a 4, you know?
Would the Lakers be interested in that?
What?
A sign and trade for Marcus Smart with DFS?
I hope so.
Because, I mean, DFS is in the final year of his deal, so it's like...
Yeah, Clint Capella as a backup.
It's a non-guaranteed.
Oh. They have no big men.
I wonder if they can flip that into a sign and trade.
See, now I'm all in on Marcus Smart if it gets DFS out of town.
That would be interesting if they can do that into a sign. I mean, I don't know if the Lakers would be interested in that.
I also feel like we would have some more... Like, we already have basically the terms to the Marcus Smart trade, or the signing. I feel like we would also have a little bit more of, like, DFS also, wink, wink, could be the Lakers could be interested in reuniting Luka Doncic and Dorian Finney-Smith.
Junkie says, untenable. Jeremy, you know you used that adjective wrong, correct? Makes you sound smart, so keep it up. Brother, if you don't understand what that means, I can't help you. If you do,
also, I was the one that
you've been living under a rock since... February, if you don't understand what we're saying whenever we say that.
Might have been like December. Like, honestly.
Yeah, it was almost the entire MLB offseason.
I'd like to send me the address of that rock you're living under. All right, 713-780-3776. Yeah, free agency opens up in about 26 minutes. So we'll see if anything hot and heavy happens. We'll let you know if anything does. France, meanwhile, is just pounding the woodwork.
We need some of these to go in,
but nothing is finding the back of the net. Let's talk a little bit about yesterday's World Cup. Also, which Houston team deserved the Uruguay treatment? If you haven't heard, Uruguay, and they got beat, and then they took away the charter, mm-hmm. which sounds like something the Portland Trailblazers owner would do.
It definitely does.
But Uruguay was eliminated. They were ousted from the World Cup. They're like, okay, you guys have to fly commercial now. You guys have to fly in economy. Which Houston teams have deserved that treatment as well? 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe, ESPN 97.5.
When the world's biggest tournament is hosted on your turf, you've got to do it big. And lucky for you, Twin Peaks is built for big games. At the Lodge, it's 29 degrees or nothing. Stay refreshed for the full 90 minutes as Twin Peaks girls keep the rounds coming. From ice-cold 29-degree drafts of Michelob Ultra to the iconic handcrafted spicy margaritas made with Casamigos, there's something that'll score with every fan all tournament long. Pair all of that with a menu that's entirely made from scratch. You've got everything you need to stay fueled for every match. They've got hand-tossed wings in your choice of 12 sauces and dry rubs, seared-to-order burgers, and shareables that beat the brakes off of bar food. They got their happy hour Monday through Friday from 2 to 6 p.m. as well. There's a lot of games going on, so great time to go out to Twin Peaks and catch the game. Get to the Lodge where every seat puts you in the front row and every second is packed with scenic views. Twin Peaks is truly unmatched for every match. Twin Peaks, eats, drinks, scenic views.
ESPN 97.5. It's Jeremy and Joe
on ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, here's Jeremy Branham and Joe George.
World Cup was lit last night. It's lit right now. Earlier today, Norway, they advance. Haaland so good. Needed a goal, scored a goal. Norway wins 2-1. France and Sweden are playing right now. France just had this dude do this bicycle kick from the top of the box that went off the post. That was so ridiculous.
And then they had another missed shot after that.
Yeah, Mbappe's put one in the back of the net, but he was offside. This goalie made an unbelievable save. They've hit three posts. Like, the French should be up 5-0. Right?
Yeah.
Instead, it's 0-0.
We should already be counting our money.
We should be counting our money right now. That's a foul. But last night, we saw Brazil over Japan. This was actually during the day yesterday. Brazil over Japan at the death. Mm-hmm. Instant classic. Paraguay upsets Germany in PKs. Mm-hmm. Instant classic. Some are even saying, Joe, that Germany's no longer a world power. This year they lose in the round of 32. They were grouped in 22. They were grouped in 18 after winning the championship in 14. So their three outings of since their championship, their World Cup championship, they were grouped, and they were ousted for the first time ever in the round of 32, because it's the first time they've ever had a round of 32 at FIFA. So like they haven't even been to the round of 16 in the last three World Cups.
They're not a world power anymore. Do we get a goal here?
No, I think we got a foul in the box on the French, and they're mad.
Wow. I thought we did. It looked like they were celebrating.
It's funny how they were
celebrating.
Very different results on that. Yeah, I think they called it a foul on the French, and they didn't feel like it should have been a foul. But yeah, I mean, some are saying Germany is no longer world power. And then last night, we had another fantastic ending whenever Morocco beats the Dutch in penalty kicks as well.
And they scored in the death, too,
mm-hmm.
which I like that term.
Yeah, I like it, too.
I think we should get rid of
it. We should use it in football.
Yeah.
We should use it in football. They scored at the death.
Yeah. Jaime Fairbairn makes the field goal at the death.
Sounds great.
It's better than walk-off.
Yeah.
Another strike-on goal. My goodness.
Oh, maybe Robert Ford, when he gets back from vacation, can give us.
At the death.
At the death.
Jordan Alvarez. See you later at the death.
Jose Altuve hits the home run off of Roldis. The Astros are going to the World Series at the death. That'd be so good. It's such a great line.
Yeah.
I love that line. Like, Jordan, whenever he's on fire, he's unplayable. That's another soccer term that they use.
That would take some getting used to.
Still. Yeah. Jordan, he's unplayable right now because he's so good.
What else should we adapt?
I don't know.
Brace?
I like double dong more than
David
brace.
David Montgomery with the brace?
Not bad.
Like, you know?
We do borrow hat trick. Like, anytime somebody does three of things, we say the hat trick.
Yeah. Just take all of them.
It's pretty good.
That's what we do.
It's a reason that it's the most popular sport on the earth.
Steal their things.
There's a lot of thought on what Freddie LA7's going to do because he's a fraud.
He's a fraud.
He deleted his account.
Exactly.
He deleted his account. This account doesn't exist anymore.
He's an industry plant.
He said he was going to do it. Yeah, you tweeted yesterday that you don't think he exists. You've been watching too much Barstool.
No, he exists.
That's not what you said.
He's fake.
You said I'm not sure he's real.
I'm not sure he's real.
Joe's like that girl on the plane. That is not real.
Well, he just lied about everything.
Yeah. There's some incriminating.
I don't think he lied.
No, he said he'd never been to the United States.
He has not said that. You're reading too much Barstool.
He also said that.
He never said that.
He implied that, whatever, 2 weeks ago was the first time he had Raising Cane's, and there's a picture of him in a hotel room eating Cane's like
last night.
A year and a half ago.
No, it was last night.
There's a photo from 2 years ago.
Yeah, there's one from
I thought he posted that last night.
No. Yes, he did. Also, he had it 2 years ago.
Okay, that's where my confusion came in. Yeah. I didn't see that he had that 2 years ago.
Yeah, there's been a lot of
receipts
getting pulled.
This French match is insane. They've shot 20 shots in the last 3 minutes and
have
made none
of
them.
You guys have already won the bet. In spirit.
I know.
That's too bad that doesn't
help my
wallet.
That's how they should count things.
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't know about that. I thought the Canes thing was last night. I didn't realize that he had one 2.5 years ago. But yeah. Maybe he forgot.
I think it's a plant.
I think he's totally real.
I just think it's like...
J.J. Watt was literally on the phone with him.
Or he could... No, he could be
real. Like, you don't
real.
Think this corrupt organization...
I think he's real.
He could be playing a character.
Who's... Like, you think you're calling J.J. corrupt?
FIFA.
He's a psyop.
So you're saying J.J.'s in bed with corrupt FIFA. What does FIFA have to gain here?
Crazy. I mean, this guy has been like the most famous person on Twitter for
They don't need
weeks.
Him for PR.
It's been good PR for
If anything, it'd be the American government, not FIFA.
That's fair. He's never showed his face.
Yeah.
But he's the people have seen
him. Government is not corrupt.
He was literally at the dike in the diamond sections.
Yeah, but no one's seen his face on Twitter. Like, I'm just not sure I buy it. Now he's just closing his account.
He said the influencer life is not for him, which I can respect that. He wants to go back countryside to Germany, and he don't want attention.
Yeah, so now he's just back to a nobody, I guess. That's what you want to do, but
yeah, I think something
fishy's going on.
Totally legit. I think.
I don't know.
You've been watching too much Barstool.
Probably.
Yeah, Barstool was saying that he wasn't real. But he's never said that he wasn't ever in America. People were just like pretending that to be the case.
I think he had some like...
No, I was reading comments.
First time in America kind of stuff. First time doing this. First time at Waffle House. All this stuff.
I mean, do they have Waffle Houses in Germany?
No, but if he's been to America before.
I mean, I don't think that's something that people do. Like, if you're German least, and you come to America for a week, is Waffle House one of your bucket list things?
It's misrepresenting. Definitely not. It's misrepresenting his newness to all this.
It's funny that he deleted his account, though. He said he was gonna. He said he was gonna, but he made it official. Freddie LA7, no longer with us.
Yeah. See you later, buddy.
Yeah, there's a tweet from November 11th, or November 1st, actually, 2025. Winter dinner, time to catch my breath after this crazy match, and it's a picture of Canes.
What day was that?
I'm sending it to you right now. It's from 2025.
I thought that was from last night because he was sad that the Germans lost.
I think he's running back the bit. Yeah, I think he's had Canes a lot.
Yeah, no, Todd the show, he replied to your tweet last night before I jumped in. It was a screenshot of a tweet from 2025.
See, I thought that was a tweet from last night. Okay, that does change some things. I don't think Canes is something you would forget.
I don't think so.
I can't see it anymore because his account no longer exists.
I'll screenshot it.
Yeah, but now what's he gonna do? He just missed another one.
I don't know if this is. I don't think you're right.
I also don't like. Why is he like? He's got to be so. If he's a fully real person,
he had two of his chaps with him.
He's got to be like one of the richest people on earth, right?
Or something. Not that quick.
Why?
But
from what?
How did he...
Going to these games?
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting.
Like traveling all across. Goal!
France finally scored.
Finally
they've been like missing layup after layup. Yeah. Layups. Was it Mbappe?
They're showing him celebrating.
Mbappe!
This has been our...
That's such a great name.
World Cup segment.
I love Mbappe so much. What a great name that is.
I don't know if this is it working...
Kylian Mbappe.
...backwards, but all these... like. Messi is a great one-name guy.
Oh, yeah.
Cristiano Ronaldo is a great...
Did you ever play FIFA? You're a video game guy.
Yeah. What?
I haven't played FIFA since probably COVID, maybe.
Yeah.
I think I retired after COVID.
Okay.
Because I had nothing to do during the day, so I picked up video games again. After like 5 years of retirement, I picked up video games during COVID, but I haven't played video games since COVID.
That was me at the top of my game.
But all I played was FIFA. All I played was FIFA. So like all the names are so cool.
Yeah. Oh.
And then you have like the guy with the English accent makes it sound better. Ronaldo.
That is
Kylian Mbappe.
I do. I am a little.
The names are so good.
What's it called? I guess prejudice against American announcers. I prefer an English accent calling
me
the
too.
Game.
Or Spanish.
I hate that the U.S. all like it's always that American guy who.
I think look, and I used to call soccer. Not only did I call soccer, but I'm one time Houston Radio Voice of the Year for the Houston Dynamo.
One time.
Authority. Yeah.
And
you speak from authority.
I even as an English speaker, sometimes I think that the game is better heard with a Spanish play by play guy or a guy with an English accent.
Yes. Agreed. I would agree with that. I do not speak
Andres
Spanish.
Andres Cantor, he's the best in the business. Yes.
I don't speak Spanish enough at a high enough level to fully watch a game and understand what's going on.
Oh, that was right there for the Swedes.
I do like the energy more.
I watched the one of the group matches for Mexico on Telemundo.
Mm-hmm.
It was awesome. Listen to Andres Cantor.
You going to do that tonight?
Maybe. I don't know if I'm going to be home. Man, I got things to do. Yeah, this picture.
What's going on today, Jeremy?
This picture that you sent is very incriminating.
It is. There's a lot of like stuff like that where it's just like, all right.
I got a little side job.
At the very least, he's playing a character of, hey, look at America. Look how awesome this is.
Yeah, he had canes on November 1st, and then he said it was the first one he had like 2 weeks ago. Unless he got chopped. Unless somebody photoshopped him, which does happen.
But I would have had to photoshop him.
No, somebody else could have done this.
No, that was a quote tweet.
Yeah, but somebody else could have done this, and then it got circulated.
That's true.
I guess. Huh.
It's not hard to Photoshop things. All you need is ChatGPT.
That's possible.
No, but this is like a quote tweet from his account.
Yeah, but you can do that and make it look real pretty easily.
Okay.
I'm just saying.
Look at Jeremy.
Can do it pretty easily.
Look at Jeremy sticking up for.
I just want to believe. I want to believe in the Germans' American dream.
It has been I feel a little bad. I feel a little bad for him because at least some percentage of the country that includes Joe George and I are believing that he might have been a fraud the entire time.
I got scolded on the internet.
And the walls are closing in. The walls are closing in, and his team lost in heartbreaking fashion and is no longer a world power, according.
J.J. Watt has said he's literally talked to him. Like, people are literally giving him tickets. Like, he's literally taking pictures with the police department.
He could be lying about this is my first time in America. That's what I'm saying.
No, but some people are saying he's not real.
Well,
I mean, he's real. Like, he's a real person.
It could be a character played by a real person.
Yeah.
We've never seen his face.
Like, I'm
that's
not.
Interesting.
That we haven't, but a bunch of people have.
Yeah.
All the HPD has seen it. The astronauts in NASA have seen it.
That's also...
The groundskeeper at LSU has seen it.
It's also
the people that were sitting in the diamond seats the night that he went to the dike.
Yeah, yeah.
They've seen it.
Mayor John Whitmire has seen him.
Mayor John Whitmire has seen it.
As he scribbled a
note. I'll ask the mayor next time I see him. But hey, man, what does Freddie LA7 look like?
What's the deal with that guy?
Is he real?
Again,
most people ask politicians like about aliens. I'm going to ask about Freddie LA7. Yeah.
Well, maybe he's an alien.
It could or a body double.
Well, I mean, he kind of technically is an alien, right?
He's on a visa.
Technically, he is an alien.
Yeah, I guess right.
Yeah, I mean, like Ella Langley like had him backstage at her concert.
She had a person.
Like, you think if he was fake, that she would have sounded off about it by now, right?
Maybe she's in on it.
How high
does this go?
I just wonder,
he's got
like,
suitcases full of like Pringles and Cheez-Its.
Yeah, it just feels like an industry plan.
By who?
By everyone. By
everyone collectively is gathering together to put together an industry
Everyone's
plan.
Just like, all right, Waffle House, Whataburger, Buc-ee's, Pringles, Ella Langley, J.J. Watt. Throw in a couple pennies. We'll give your brand some good run here. American Airlines. Get out of Canada.
The Post Hotel. Yeah. They need the good publicity.
This makes no sense. Barstool's better than what this trash is.
Better than this segment right here? Is that what he's saying?
Probably.
Anyone question how clear his English was in tweets from being from Germany? LOL. Those were translated.
Interesting.
Those were translated.
Interesting. Very interesting.
They were translated.
Are we sure?
Were they?
Yes. A lot of his old tweets I saw people posting were...
Oh, the old ones.
Yeah.
The old ones.
They were translated from German.
Also, Europeans know English.
Exactly.
Very well. Having gone to Sweden and talked to...
Germans do?
Well, Swedes do.
So, hold on a second. He's Swede?
No. I'm saying, in my experience, going to Europe, those guys know how to speak English.
But the Germans?
I imagine it...
Like, because English and German are two very different languages.
Yeah, I would imagine a lot of people...
Well, so is Swedish and German. And Swedish and English. I'm telling you. I'm telling you. They actually are bi and trilingual. I think that
it is
look up if Europeans are more likely to be bi and trilingual than Americans.
I would guess the answer. To that
well, sense. I mean, they have less territory, so it's easier.
So he okay. So he can know English.
If you're more yeah. confined, I think the
so
more
it's
languages.
Not, so
you
it's pick not up. Insane that he knows English.
Oh, I think he knows English,
yeah.
But a lot of the tweets were translated from German. Changing the FIFA announcer to Spanish was always a must. The game was so great. Scottish announcer on English games, priceless. Who's the soccer play-by-play guy who does the Wilson cry when they score? So funny. Is it the Spanish guy? Is it Cantor? That Freddie guy is definitely a ploy. He's a real guy, but he was put on as a marketing scheme. By who?
By everyone.
It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, it's a giant conspiracy.
If you could name me one person who he is marketing for, then I could listen to it. That's why, like, if it was like American tourism. Okay. All yeah. right, now you can talk me into that a little
FIFA.
Bit.
Just whenever FIFA.
You, no, FIFA has zero desire for that. They don't have zero need for that. FIFA doesn't need the marketing of that.
FIFA's a scummy organization. Like, I wouldn't put it past them.
He's not fake. He's a fraud, says a junkie. Maybe he's an AI robot. Did it really take Branham that long to understand what they meant by not real? A little slow today. That guy's out to get me today.
I know.
People are out to get me. Don't understand fault. Spanish. Watch every game on Telemundo. Already pay for Peacock, not paying for Fox, too. Okay, that makes sense. I have been to Italy. They don't speak much English. There you go. Oh, that's not the same. All right.
We don't know. He's gone now.
He's gone forever.
Yeah.
Do you think he reemerges?
Probably. Like, probably at the next World Cup. When it's in what? It's Portugal, Morocco, and Spain. I think the next one.
It's not in Argentina.
Oh, no. Maybe that's the one. Maybe that I'm thinking of the one after that.
Maybe I just got lied to.
Yeah.
2030 World Cup?
Yeah.
Where's that one at?
I thought it was in Spain.
Yeah, I thought. Yeah, I don't know. 2030 World Cup.
Spain, Portugal, Morocco.
That'd be kind of cool. I thought it was in Argentina. Yeah. That's not correct.
I should start a Twitter account. Go over there.
You should.
Hell yeah.
And I'm not going to sit here and be like, "It's a fraud." The Americans get ousted.
Yeah,
because
Sean.
A fraud.
No, but Sean would show his face. He wouldn't put an American flag emoji over his face in every photo.
You don't know that.
I know.
I don't know what I'd do.
I do I wonder why sure. he doesn't show his face. Huh? I wonder what the purpose of that is.
Privacy.
I think it'd be better marketing if he did show his face.
Yes.
So it's not marketing.
Or it could be or you don't show his face, so it can be a different guy going to all these places.
Mm.
Different CIA agent going to all these places.
He doesn't put the Portugal flag. He puts Ronaldo on his face.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
Maybe he just looks like Ronaldo.
He does. That's also where it's like, so he loves Ronaldo. Is German.
That is kind of weird.
And like the teams in his bio were like not German teams either.
His club teams?
Yeah.
I wonder who his club teams are.
Okay. I forgot what it was.
We won't know though.
Were they yeah, wherever Ronaldo played?
Oh yeah. I think one of them was the Saudi team that Ronaldo played for.
Oh.
But I think there's another one that just like also was just like a French team.
He doesn't root for anybody in the Bundesliga.
Guess not.
That's the German top league.
I feel like you should have to.
The Bundesliga. They got Bayern.
Yeah, they kind of run the show there.
Yeah, that little medicine. 713-780-3776. That's pretty funny.
The Houston Texans just tweeted, at King James, heard you're on the market.
We were just wrong about the Houston team.
Yeah. New tight end.
Yeah.
See Dalton Schultz.
Yeah. He played football. Like 25 years ago, but right, he played.
Here's the questions I have for you guys. 713-780-3776. Should World Cup matches, knockout stage games, end in PKs?
Are we answering those now?
No.
Okay.
And which Houston team deserved the Uruguay treatment? Where, okay, no charter for you. Go sit in economy. 713-780-3776. Jeremy and Joe on ESPN 975.
1976, D&M Leasing opened their doors with one mission, making a vehicle easier, smarter, and more affordable than buying it the old-fashioned way. Give them that call right now, 713-290-1000, or visit them at dmautoleasing.com. You can see their full list of inventory on their website. When you go through the process, if you qualify, you can get payments for as low as $400 a month. The average car payment right now is $800, so you can cut it in half. And you can save yourself all that negative equity. Switch out your car in just 3 years. Their leasing agents have been there on average of 10 years. They'll teach you everything you need to know about leasing a vehicle if you've never done it before. When you go to their website, dmautoleasing.com, there's going to be a little questionnaire. Where'd you hear us? Where'd you hear about us? Hit Joe George. If you hit me, hit my name there. I might bring you your new lease vehicle. Check them out right now, 713-290-1000, or visit them at dmautoleasing.com.
Houston's only FM sports station, ESPN 97.5.